This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Good afternoon to you.
Just different useless minutiae.
Exactly. Thank you so much. It's good to talk with you. And so, Dottie, I'd heard your colleague Andrew Cohen say something to this effect, but I want to get your thoughts. What is the point, really? Because I ask that respectfully, because I'm saying I'm looking at these United States senators and our elected officials getting up and before they ask a question, kind of make a speech and then maybe address the nominee. And if you can update those of us who aren't as familiar with the process on why it took so long for Elena to speak today. Is it the case that she didn't speak until after 4 o'clock?
That's right. They didn't start the hearing until noon, so it wasn't like it started at 9 a.m., but it was still a long time listening to senators, but that is their prerogative. The rule is that the president takes the advice of the Senate, and the senators are very happy to share their thoughts, sometimes in a rather long-winded way.
So basically for 4 hours, Dottie, they were just sharing their thoughts about Ms. Kagan.
Well, yeah, and you could see the lines of attack developing among Republicans, that she doesn't have judicial experience, that she is too liberal, that she's going to try to move the court much too activist direction, and the Democrats saying maybe that lack of judicial experience is refreshing. She's got a lot of other experience, and in fact, she's an impartial person. So I think the Democrats have the votes on the committee, and the Republicans clearly want to make some points. Whether they will sway anything she does if she gets on the court is unclear, but they want to make their points.
We're talking with Dottie Lynch, kind enough to join us, CBS political analyst in Washington, D.C. Great point, Dottie, that I wanted to question you about a little bit more. Is this more about political capital against the president or gaining political capital with a potential Supreme Court justice?
Oh, I think probably the first, that it has more to do with Obama and general philosophy and making their points against the president. Most people feel that she will get confirmed, and they may want her to listen to some of their concerns, but I think this is mostly for political positioning.
Does President Obama, with some of, and granted, first, Dottie, if you were to stick your thumb up in the wind, and we see the polls and all that, the popularity of the president, we know that it has changed, but where do you kind of, when you look at this from an analyst standpoint, does the president need some political victories here just to kind of get some positive press going, so to speak, from some of the oil spill and some of the other things that have happened?
Yeah, I think he would love an easy confirmation to see Kagan voted in the same way that Justice Roberts was, and she may not be quite as easy to confirm as Justice Roberts was with the Republicans, but basically he made a fairly conservative, just in terms of the risk of the nomination, in appointing Kagan, because she there were other candidates who were a lot more liberal, had a lot longer paper trail of positions on a lot of these issues than she did. She has courted Republicans both at Harvard and throughout her career to make her appear to be a bit more moderate and an easier confirmation choice.
It's easy for us to look from the outside, especially folks who are not in the political realm as you are, Dottie, and say, well, does the president feel like it's important, A, have someone either moderate to liberal, B, have a woman, and it's ironic because you can't really, when you're hiring somebody in the United States, you can't say, well, I want a woman to do this position, with equal employment, or I want a man to do this position. So is the temperature of the court politically, or the, what do you think the president's objective is, if he has one, with Kagan's nomination?
Well, I think obviously, when you look at the people who made the final cut for this choice, it was overwhelmingly female.
Mm-hmm.
And because she would just be the third female on the court now, Sotomayor being the second, there was a feeling that you needed more representation of, as they used to call it, America, make the court look more like America. So while you can't particularly say no males need apply, mm-hmm. you can talk about just broadening the experience of people on the court to understand more about the people who are going to be affected by the decisions.
Dottie Lynch is with us in our last few moments here from CBS News, political analyst, kind enough to join us here at 447 on Charlottesville right now. Do you expect, Dottie, is there anybody who's involved in this process that you expect or would be watching to be very outspoken for their own political gain, whether it's if they're on the opposing side of the aisle from the president or even on the same, and they're thinking about, all right, and I think taking a Republican lawmaker might be a good example, because if they can make a lot of statements in front of these cameras, is there anybody that folks should be paying attention to that is in that room that might be able to use it and to their advantage, and more power to them if they can, but might be able to use this setting in order to gain some, I don't know, if the public is watching it closely enough, gain some political capital?
Yeah, it doesn't seem anybody, one person. I mean, certainly today, Senator Sessions, who is the ranking Republican and a very conservative Southern member of the committee, made a lot of those ideological points, as did Senator Kyle. Arlen Specter, who's about to finish his electoral career, has a bit of a history against Kagan, so he's kind of a loose cannon. So he'd be kind of interesting to watch just to see how he comes out. I'm not sure it has to do with his future, but just because he's in an interesting position right now to make some points. But on the Democratic side, they all seem pretty united behind her. Senator Feinstein saying she's totally qualified, and Senator Leahy. So it's a few of those Republicans who might be interesting to take a look at, and Senator Specter, just because he's Senator Specter.
Yeah, absolutely. Dottie Lynch, political consultant for CBS News. We've kept you long enough, Dottie. Thank you very much for being gracious with your time this afternoon. And I always love getting your insight here for our audience. So
enjoyed
thanks.
It.
All right, take care. All right.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.